I hope to see you at Castle Roller Skating, Saturday, November 30th. Oh, we are going to have fun. We always do with those Castle Roller Skating Kids Cookie Break Roller Skating Parties. And yes, the season beginning here in just a few weeks. It's 4:08 weather-wise. We're looking at a mostly clear overnight, low 27. Sunny, windy, and continued cold tomorrow. Real temp 40. It's going to feel more like the 30s with the wind chill. And then mostly cloudy and 42 on Sunday. Right now, 50 degrees. Our very special guest, Matt Wheeler, dropping by the studio again today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Lisa.
Yeah, I say again, it's been months, though, since you've visited us. And that was you and Dennison Whitmer had a show at Hans Herrhaus.
Yes, we did. That was, I think, June 23rd. I had to think about
June.
That.
It's yeah, been so, since June.
Yeah. Nice to be back, though.
It
always
is
a delight to be here on the air with you.
Well, it's great to have you back. Now, you have a single that's releasing today.
Yes.
All of your friends, a lot of your friends, not all of your
not
friends.
Not literally every friend I have, but a lot of people, like about a dozen people jumped in on
this. People from your life
are
part of this song. So explain what makes this single different.
So it's called Harbor. It's generally speaking, it's about, like the verses talk about how we're all made in God's image, and so we ought to treat everyone, you know, with dignity and respect because of that. And the chorus talks about we need each other. But when I was in this with my band and with Stephen Courtney, who we recorded it with, he was on this as well. I threw out the idea, maybe a group vocal would be really a cool idea, and especially given what the song is about. And Stephen drummed up some ideas, and I reached out to some people, and it was like a "This Is Your Life" sort of situation, because it was like someone I used to work with and his daughter, and like a couple people from the station here. You know, Fred McNaughton and Alessandro Zook were among them. Various other friends and supporters. A lot of people didn't already know each other. So, like, they were all, like, you know, shaking hands and getting to know each other. And then, like, moments later, we're all singing together in front of a mic. A part that they actually hadn't heard in many cases prior to that. So, it was just great. Just everyone just gelling together. And you listen, and it sounds like everyone just, you know, has known each other for years and just having the time of their life on a back porch somewhere. It's the end of the song really highlights that sort of group community aspect. So it was a ton of fun to make.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that has to be great having all those people from your life
in
the studio with you.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was probably my favorite part of the recording process for this one. Although it's always a blast working with Stephen too.
Yeah, and he is so great at making everyone feel so comfortable.
Oh yeah, yeah. He if you listen closely near the end of that group part at the end of the song, I thought we would just all sing, like do melodies, harmonies, and then. And then he also had the idea of like let's all like sort of like begin to clap near the end and like cheer. So if you listen, like that's mixed into it as well. Like again, like everyone's just, you know, enjoying each other's company. And it definitely works with the feel of the song. So makes it a little bit of a sing-along. And when we listen to it, I'll say, you know, you're welcome in advance for getting that little line, "Lean on me and I'll lean on you," stuck in everyone's head. So.
So, Matt, your band is Vintage Heart. Remind everyone, who is Vintage Heart?
Yeah, so Vintage Heart, we're an orchestral folk band, if you like chamber folk. It's singer-songwriter, but with violin and cello and such. The people, that would be Sean Vago is our drummer. I think he's been here at the station for various
Day
events and whatnot.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
An avid, fun community member. And then we've got Andrew Berg, who plays cello. On the track and is regular band member, and also Caleb Brown, who does backing vocals and violin, or maybe better put, fiddle on this tune. So that's a general like band lineup. I mean, Stephen joined in playing all sorts of things, including banjo, which you'll hear.
He always does. Yeah,
he's a musical genius. Plays a little bit of everything. Like, oh, I have a great idea for this. You know, maybe a little kazoo solo should fit in here. No kazoo on this song, but nonetheless, you get the idea.
I'm surprised there isn't. You know, he always finds a way to work that kazoo in there.
Maybe it's buried in the mix. I don't know, but anyway, so it was just we did the band parts first, and then we'd had a separate session where everyone just got together and met each other, and then just sang this, you know, this wonderful repeating part about how we need each other.
Yeah. So. Well, can we listen?
Yeah.
All right.
I would be delighted.
All right. Let's take a listen. It's Harbor, Matt Wheeler and friends on WJTL's Afternoon Drive.